What is good on all the ships to sea? How are you today, Ramona? It's a Monday.
I'm good.
You're good on a Monday?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627. Hey, listen, just because college football season is over doesn't mean we stop talking about sports on this show. All right? We have lots of things to get to. Obviously, the NFL playoffs, I personally think they've been incredible. I don't even care about the closeness of the games, whether the game turns out close or not. I think they've been incredible for the storylines. I think they've been incredible. And when I say the storylines, I mean the player storylines. And we have so many great, young, talented quarterbacks and so many elder statesmen at the quarterback position. And it just seems like so much of the league is involved. I mean, this is why playoffs are good. This is why playoffs matter. And I think that's what we've seen. Now, I think it's also worth noting that at the end of the process, you wind up with the four best offensive teams in football. Four top scoring teams in football. And it really tells you all you need to know about the way the game is played and what rules now. Offense rules. Defense sits home. Chicago played defense. Baltimore played defense. Those are the top two defensive teams. They're home. Again, it's not suggesting that you don't need defense. It's just suggesting that it's just not the way the game is played. It's an offensive game, and it's won by teams that can play offense. It's just the way it's. I mean, you must be living under a rock if you don't see that, because that's the way the game is. I mean, the teams that were involved in these shootouts this year, New England and Kansas City, the Rams and Kansas City, the Saints and everybody, those are the teams that are left. Those are the teams that are left. The teams with the high-powered offenses, that's what wins football now. It's just the way it is. There is no other conversation. Anything else is garbage. It's inarguable. It's inarguable. And that's what we've seen. But I think the NFL playoffs have been just fascinating in terms of all of these matchups. You know, I posted a little poll question the other day. I didn't lock it in. I should have locked it in. But it was on Philip Rivers, and the question was, is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer or not? And the yes is one, but only by a slight margin. I think it wound up being 54-46. And, you know, it's interesting because he's a tough subject matter, because he certainly is a gamer, and he's been a tough guy throughout his whole career, but he just can't win. You know what's funny, Ramona? I heard some guy late last night calling a national show, right, on a satellite radio, and I actually tried to call, but apparently the show went off at midnight, and I called in at like 3 of midnight. I didn't know the show went off at midnight. I had never even heard the show before. I had heard one of the guys before, Zig Fukowski, and I'm listening to this idiot calls in, who's a San Diego fan, right, and he's he wants to fire everybody. He hates the Patriots. The Patriots are overrated because they play in the East, and the East isn't any good, and blah, blah, blah. All the losers' arguments. I mean, are we ever going to get past that? I mean, are we ever going to wake up and realize that none of that is accurate or true?
Are we really just going to continue to parrot the same ridiculous arguments? One idiot makes it, and the next thing you know, it becomes accepted as fact because everyone hates the Patriots? I would love to have answered that guy for these two radio hosts. I would love to have answered the San Diego fan. Because you know what the answer to that question is? The answer to that question is basically grow up. Grow up. Okay, I'll play along for a minute. What division do you play in? Oh, yeah, the AFC West, right? And the AFC West is that much better historically than the AFC East, right? Not. In fact, it's probably worse. In part because the AFC East has the Patriots. But I'll play along for a second. All right, I'll play along with your little theory for a second. Do you know what the Chargers' record against Tom Brady is? Do you know what Philip Rivers' record against the great Philip Rivers? Do you know what his record against Tom Brady is? 0-8. That's 0-8. He has never beaten Tom Brady. He has never beaten the Brady Patriots. See, that's why this argument is so stupid. Because the Patriots don't just beat the Jets and the Dolphins and those people. No. The Patriots beat everybody. The Patriots, Brady's record against the Steelers, 11-3. Who's been the second best team in the AFC during much of, at least the second half of the Patriots' reign? Well, it's probably been the Steelers. And Brady and the Patriots have owned them. Not like they've owned San Diego, this guy's team. 0-8. 0-8. Oh, by the way, they only play 6 division games. The other games are out of conference. The 10 games are out of conference. And in those 10 games, the Patriots are playing the league's toughest schedule because it's slanted. So it is an invincibly stupid argument. Let me give you one more reason why. You want to know why these teams like the Jets, Miami, these teams in that division fail? I'll tell you why they fail. Because they have to play the Patriots twice. That's why. Because they're guaranteed 2 losses virtually every year. Buffalo, Jets, Miami. They're guaranteed 2 losses virtually every year. And yet people continue to perpetuate this nonsense. Like, at some point, you just have to realize they're just better than you. And the Patriots kicked the living crap out of San Diego. Do you know, Ramona, Tom Brady now has more playoff wins. Listen now, more playoff wins than any other quarterback has playoff games. Brady has more wins than any other quarterback has playoff starts. This is unbelievable. So you get to a point where, you know, this crap is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's people look for reasons. It's what Clemson faced all year. You know, well, you didn't play anybody. You didn't play anybody. It's like I said, after the Alabama game, guess what? Still haven't played anybody. I still have a coat on, Ramona.
Is that what you're doing right there?
I'm struggling desperately to get this thing off, which is sticking to my arms because it's like 112 in here. So,
seemed like do you have long sleeves on in there? So seems like a problem.
That's what the 30 second pregnant pause as well. Wasn't a 30 second pregnant pause. But the point is, we so want to hate people who have success and win that we'll look for any ridiculous reason to downplay what they've done. I mean, this guy's talking crap about the AFC East when the Patriots are 8-0 against his team under Brady. So shut up. You know, it just gets to the point of being ridiculous. We're going to go into the NFL playoffs heavily today. I have a million other things on the agenda. I want to talk about Kyler Murray. I want to talk about the Philadelphia quarterback situation. We have 132 underclassmen declared. You are still awaiting news on Isaiah Simmons and Tanner Muse. I would be shocked if Tanner Muse made himself available to the NFL draft. And I have had it suggested to me that Simmons is probably coming back. I don't know that to be true. You won't officially know until midnight.
because midnight is the deadline for getting your paperwork in if you want to be an early entry. 132 is the most we've ever had. In case you don't know it, of last year's group, which I think was like 107, 8, 35% of them were not drafted. More than a third of the early entries last year into the NFL draft went undrafted. And that just goes to show you that a lot of these guys are just like, either they think they're better than they are, or they're just looking to get out of school, or I don't know. I mean, when a third go undrafted, somebody's getting some bad advice, is what it would seem. So we'll see how that plays out this year. But we had a couple more declare today in the early part of the day, including LSU linebacker Devin White. Clemson basketball with a really difficult loss to Virginia. The Clemson Lady Tigers continue to play well, or the women's team, I guess we just say now. But they continue to play well, and they continue to get it done. The men, obviously, with a brutal start to the schedule. And I did not think that Clemson was beating Virginia. I think you could play that game 100 times, and I don't think Clemson beats Virginia. I just think Virginia, preseason, for the first time, Ramona, as somebody who's here for the show, whether you listen to it or not is another thing, but you sit in there for 4 hours. Preseason basketball special, for the first time ever, I put Virginia in my national championship game. And the reason was primarily Hunter. You know, this team could shoot the ball. Guy can shoot the ball. They have talent. They have three guys who can score. They have 2 7-footers to eat up 10 fouls, and both of them bring something different to the table in Salt and Huff. I just think they're a tough matchup for anybody, and I really believed preseason that they would be extra motivated by the historical loss to Maryland-Baltimore County, the first one to ever lose to a 16, not just lose, but get blown off the court by a 16 as they did. So I thought you would get Virginia's best this year. And again, at the end of the year, they lost Hunter last year. And to me, Hunter is it. Hunter is the piece that Virginia hasn't had. I have compared him to Scottie Pippen, more advanced offensively at a similar stage, but that's who he reminds me of. I think he does all those Scottie Pippen type of things, and he is the absolute key to Virginia. Virginia's had some of these other guys before, but what they haven't had is that guy, that athletic wing who can do so many different things, is a shutdown defender, has length, athleticism, can score. That's the guy they haven't had. And with Hunter, they're just a different team. And that's why I think that this team is headed to the national championship. Remember before the year, Ramona, I said that I just think Virginia is better than Duke, and I think they'll win the league, and I think they'll win the postseason tournament, and I think they'll get to the national championship game. And I said I wouldn't be surprised if they won that either. I had them playing Gonzaga in the national championship game. I'm still okay with that. You know, especially if Gonzaga gets Killian Tilly back at some point. I do have some concerns, or one primary concern about Gonzaga. I think they're plenty talented enough to win it. In fact, I think they're one of the most talented teams in the country. In fact, from a sheer talent standpoint, I would say after Duke, they're the second most talented team in the country. Just from a sheer talent standpoint. But basketball is more than talent, and that's why, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if neither one of those teams win it. I think Virginia is just that good. And it was a bad matchup for Clemson for an assortment of reasons, including the fact that Clemson does not shoot the three well, and Virginia defends the three from a percentage standpoint as well as anybody. You know, I think they were holding opponents to 27% or something going in. So I have a Clemson team that doesn't shoot the three well against a Virginia team that defends the three exceedingly well. How do you think that was going to go? Well, it went as it did. You know, the other problem is, to me, is I think it's the health of Shelton Mitchell. I to me, that's the biggest issue that Clemson faces. I don't think he knows from day to day and game to game how he's going to feel. I don't think he knows from day to day how he's going to feel. And I think that presents a big problem because, as I've said a million times, he's the engine. He's the push guy. And without him, there's no push. And without him, what happens is
you're headed back to where you were a few years ago, and that's not where you want to be. What's made Clemson better, not record-wise, but stylistically 2 years ago, was you begin to get some push, some transition offense, early offense. That's gone again, and that's a problem. Clemson has to have, must have, some easy baskets. In the last two games, none. None against Syracuse, four transition points. You're never going to beat that zone, in my mind, with four transition points, because it just means you allow it to set up every time, and it's just too difficult. I mean, Clemson had some looks in that game. Scar had some open threes and didn't hit them. Had he hit them, it might have been different, but you know, I don't remember how many transition points Syracuse wound up with, but in the first half, it was 9-2. Well, I mean, fundamentally, that's the difference in the whole game right there. And so, to me, it was, you know, not enough push against Syracuse, not enough transition, not enough trying to beat that team down the court. Virginia presents a different problem. And the reason Virginia presents a different problem is they don't turn the ball over. So there's no live ball turnovers, and your opportunities to get transition points against Virginia are few and far between. It's difficult. It's just difficult. Virginia basically drags you into their style of play and suffocates you. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. You want to get in? 654-7627.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242. Highway 24 in Anderson.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
You know I don't play that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Walt up to the road rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Chris and Trevor's Rest asked me about has my thought on Clemson changed in terms of basketball. Well, yeah, I mean, because again, I just don't think Mitchell is healthy at all. I mean, to me, he just doesn't look, I mean, you go back and look at him a year ago, 2 years ago, he just had, his movement ability was so much more fluid, so much better. And he was pushing the ball and he was killing people and he was the engine. And, you know, I thought coming back, I knew about the nature of his knees and I was concerned about it, but I didn't have, perhaps not concerned enough, because to me, he just does not look like he has full freedom of movement. And without him, I just don't think you're getting that push. I think Newman's going to have to play more moving forward. I think Newman gives you a live, athletic, healthy body. His shot is pretty good. He can create his own a little bit. He can defend. And he's a competitive kid. I think you're going to see more of him. I think he has to play more. But my concern right now is transition points, because if Mitchell's situation, or for any other reason, you're going back to trying to play just half court basketball, I just don't think it's going to work even with a dominant post, but at the very least, if that's what you're going to do, Thomas has to touch it like every time down the court, Yeah, your memory's off. Correct, Texter 810. But he's got to touch it every single time down the court. Yeah, I had Clemson in my top 20, not in Final Four or anything. In fact, my Final Four were preseason basketball special were Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Kansas. And I would scratch Kansas from that now because they don't have Azubuike. He's out for the year, so I think that changes fundamentally who they are. I mean, you know, you're talking about a 7-foot monster that Clemson experienced last year, and Clemson had no answer for Azubuike. Neither does anybody else, but he's out of the picture. So I think Kansas is out of the picture as well. Although they're getting some play from the kid, Oshi Agbaji is playing very well for Kansas right now. They're going to need a lot more for him. They're going to need a lot more from him. And so we'll see. I don't know what 980 text. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Who is Tyler? You're going to have to explain that to me because I'm not sure what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about Kyler. Oh, I see it. Kyler Murray has declared for the NFL draft.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I'm just seeing that now.
That should make you happy because you're not going to play football.
It thrills me to no end. No, that he is going to play football.
Oh, did I say not? Yeah, I meant to say not, that he is.
NFL yes, draft.
I mean, not baseball.
NFL draft.
Say.
So there's that. You know, I think that I am thrilled that Kyler Murray is going to choose football. I'll get to that in a minute. On the Clemson basketball thing, I think that obviously this team has played an incredibly difficult schedule early in the year. And there's an opportunity to rebound from that. I mean, 9-9 in league, 500 record in league is probably going to get you in the NCAA tournament. So there's still plenty of time and there's winnable games, but you've got to somehow turn it around. I think they can do that, but without a fully healthy Sheldon Mitchell, they're just, I don't see the run. But somehow they've got to find some early offense, because you can't, these collegiate teams are too good defensively in the half court
to just play against, to allow them to set up their defenses and play against them. As I said, the Virginia situation is difficult because Virginia doesn't turn the ball over. And so you don't have any run out opportunities. There are no live ball turnovers. There were no turnovers in that game, basically. I think the two teams combined for like 15, 16 turnovers. And so there's that. But you're not going to get run out. So that's a little easier to understand. Syracuse, you have to try and push it and beat that zone down the court. I think if Clemson gotten a little more transition offense against Syracuse, they would have won that game. Virginia, to me, was off the table. Because I don't think anybody's beating Virginia. As I said preseason, I don't think anybody's beating them. I think they're going to beat Duke. I think they're going to beat everybody. So I don't think anybody's beating that basketball team. I think this is the best Virginia team, and that's what we said preseason. So I did not think Clemson was going to win this game on Saturday, and I said so last week. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you there's hope when there isn't. I think Virginia is just far and away the ACC's best team, and they may be the country's best team. I mean, listen, if I had to pick one team right now to win it, I'd pick Virginia. As I said, I put Virginia and Gonzaga in my national championship, and I had Gonzaga winning. But Gonzaga has not yet had Killian Tilly. And you can argue he's their best player. So they've been really, really good. They're a top 5-6 team, but they need Tilly to perhaps, you know, reach the mountaintop, which they could still do. But my concern about the Zags is they have to tighten up defensively. I think they think offense comes too easily for them, and therefore they seem to take defense casually. And great teams don't do that. And you're not going to do that and win a national title. You'd have to fully commit on the defensive end as well. And that's my concern about them. You know, we'll see how that plays out. Yeah, no, actually, 346, I'm not going to do it to you, but yeah, I just told you what I said. South Carolina Pats fan. Pats fan.
How you doing, Mr. Walt?
Good, Pats fan. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man, thank you guys for letting me in. I just want to, first of all, I try to tell you guys this every time I call in. Really appreciate your show, man. We look forward to it daily. Really do, man.
Thank you very much.
So I just wanted to call in and kind of say, I've been a Patriots fan. I became a Patriots fan in 1992. I'm 36 years old. I was born and raised here. And all my friends back when I became a Pats fan were Cowboys fans. And I just didn't want to be like everybody else. So I said, I'm going to pick me a team that's not good, that's, you know, and try to hope one day they get good. And I got very lucky. My mother ordered my very first toboggan off of East Bay catalog. Back then, because of course the internet was nowhere near around, but the whole time I've been a Pats fan, you know, the first probably 8 years, you know, we were garbage, you know, but since 2001, since Brady took over, every year that after he won his first championship, it was like they wanted him, they were looking for every little thing for him to fall off. And they were hoping for him to fall off. It's been his whole career. He's rode under the radar so many seasons where they have counted us off, and the next thing you knew, we was in that championship game. And the year he blew his knee, the year he messed his knee up, everybody thought he'd never be the same. You know, he won't come back. He won't be the same when he comes back. He come back and prove them all wrong. It's like, finally, I mean, is someone really going to get the point that you don't go against him? There's a chance that you might beat him, but I wouldn't put my money on it. You know, I mean, there's a very good chance you can beat him because he has been beat. But
Look, there's not a very good chance he can beat him. He owns pretty much everybody. So, and San Diego and Phillip Rivers found that out the hard way the other day. And as Brady said after the game, he said, you know, basically everybody says we suck, that we can't win a big game. So we'll see. That's what he said. That's a quote. He said, everybody says we suck, that we can't win a big game. And then he says, we'll see. So, you know.
We'll see.
Right, he's basically...
It's always talk against him.
Right. Well, and again, that was... I've seen people today sort of downplay that and say, hey, you know, none of that's right. You know, that that New England's always a favorite and nonsense. People hammered him all year. They said Brady was through. They said the Patriots were through. That's what happened.
Yep. You're right. Well, I just wanted to call in and, you know, kind of give that scenario of it. I'm not a bandwagon fan. I've been a fan for a long time. It was a couple years before we got any good. There's a lot of following the newspapers back then and being very disappointed. You know, I remember a time where Miami owned us, where Buffalo owned us, you know, where the Jets owned us, you know, and it's just, I've been a very fortunate fan over the last 15 years, 20 years to really just be part of something special. And I know there's a lot of people that hate us, but, you know, if you're on the outside looking in and you don't judge it with hate because we're winning, it's really been a heck of a ride, you know.
Oh, no question.
Thank you all.
No,
I appreciate you letting me get in.
Well, in a salary cap era, which, you know, makes it even more incredible. You know, what they've accomplished in a salary cap era, which was designed to prevent this. And the dominance has been unbelievable. And, you know, look, when we started with the playoffs, I warned one thing about New England is that they're healthy for the first time all year. And that they have, and the other thing was that they have balance. And, you know, that balance I thought would really help them at playoff time. And it certainly showed out against the Chargers. The Chargers couldn't stop anything. Couldn't stop the pass, couldn't stop the run, couldn't stop any of it.
Well, I think one of Belichick's strongest points is in-game change. Like he can change and adapt to your playing style in mid-game. It may take him a quarter to adjust to it. So it may start out slow, but he is one of the best at viewing and then adjusting to whatever's going on. And I think that's key. And that's what always made Nick Saban good too. But, you know, and Dabo Swinney's probably the best at it, at in-game adjustment. You know, so that's what I think. That's just key.
I think Belichick is on the top of the tree when it comes to coaching acumen. I don't think anyone is in.
Well,
his
no,
universe.
I was just talking about that one aspect. You know, of course, that's my man. That's my coach. I feel in my heart. You know, but I do want to put Dabo up there because he definitely deserves it.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Walt, thank you,
Pats fan.
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, appreciate it. You know, look, I think that. We heard all this talk all year about the Patriots' demise, their impending demise, that Brady had slowed down. I mean, that was every single night on radio somewhere that was being talked about how Brady was, coming to an end, how he had slowed down, all that stuff. yeah, okay. Well, so much for that. You know, he looked just fine. In fact, he never looked better. You know, for the Patriots, it's not really about the regular season. It's about the playoffs. And we'll find out whether they can win in Kansas City. It's a difficult spot. By the way, in the NFL playoffs, hit all four winners across the board. Everyone was picking underdogs this weekend. We on this show picked all four winners, gave it out on Twitter as well, and I thought we were going to go unbeaten against the spread too, and then we lost the New Orleans game against the spread. But I did not pick the Kansas City game against the spread. So the spread picks actually went 2-1. So the spread picks went 2-1 and hit all four winners straight up. I really felt that the favorites were going to control the weekend, that they were the better team. I just, and it wasn't because of that. I just think all year people got jacked up about these underdogs like the Colts and Philly and San Diego, certainly. And I can understand some of it, but I think it ignored the fact that the home teams were just better. They were better all year. They were significantly better. And so to me, I just didn't see it. I didn't see any of these road teams going in and winning this weekend. Now,
Next weekend, I think it's completely different. William, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg is a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box advising firm. So they select the exact appropriate investments for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. Investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, life, health, Medicare supplements, disability in terms of insurance solutions, Social Security maximization planning. Are you approaching that age? Do you realize that there are something like 400 different options that you can choose from if you're a married couple? How on earth is a layman going to navigate that? Well, the answer is you're not without expert guidance. Let Greg Wales guide you through that. You've done the right thing all your life. Don't blow it at the end. Retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. We'll be right back.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas.
not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tulu Road Rage, we're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. You want in 654-7627. Let me get to William on the Northland Communication Lines. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, William, appreciate you getting in.
Dude, that was a good game between the Saints and the Idols. I'm going to tell you now, that was a good football game. But I want to make a point to your South Carolina guy, the Patriots fan. You can bet that New England's not going to do to KC what they've done to San Diego, because San Diego just wasn't the team that everybody thought they were. I mean, we agree on that, right?
No. No, I don't agree on that. San Diego beat Kansas City in Kansas City the last time they played.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
No, look, is New England going to go to Kansas City and win in that same dominant fashion? No, they're not. There are a multitude of reasons for that. One, San Diego is a zone coverage team, and Brady right. was able to pick them apart. New England's going to play man coverage and challenge them more. But if Eric Berry doesn't play, and he did not play this right. weekend, Gronkowski, for the first time all year, is healthy. And I think Gronkowski right. will be a really difficult matchup for Kansas City without Eric Berry. But I think there are other reasons that New England could win that game. And I think one of those reasons is that New England has basically complete balance right now. They are running the football well, which means that it's going to be really difficult to pressure Brady. And it's tough to pressure Brady anyway, because he takes such short pass sets. You know, he's not a guy who's dropping deep in the pocket. He is taking short sets, and he's getting the ball out of his hands. So he's not going to be impacted the way Andrew Luck was. Andrew Luck fell apart in Kansas City. Tom Brady's not going to fall apart in Kansas City.
He's not going to fall apart anywhere. You're right. It's probably going to be the Rams and the Patriots, I hope, anyway.
That's how I had it before the year. That's my preseason pick, Rams and Patriots. And I'm sticking with that, because I think the Rams are going to beat New Orleans for a number of reasons. And I still think New England's going to go to Kansas City and win.
Well, one more question, if you don't mind, real quick. What's the deal with Georgia, man? How come they can't get a defensive coordinator? I don't know what's going on here. They done offered the job. You'd think guys would be stumbling over themselves to take that job. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
what's
I
your
can't.
Opinion on that?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer for that. But you know, maybe they're just looking for the right guy. I'm not worried about anything at Georgia right now. I know that you had some upheaval in guys leaving early. I know you lost Fields. I know you lost coaches. I know you lost Tucker. I know, you know, you lost Chaney. I'm still not worried about the direction of the Georgia program. I still think the direction of the program is almost straight up. So,
I appreciate the vote of confidence, my friend.
Yep.
Thank you,
Willem.
Have a good day.
Yep. Look, I really believe that Georgia is on the verge of becoming an enormous factor in the college football playoff and the national championship picture. I just think they are. And I know they've hit some bumps here, but I think that's all they are. You know, again, I think the NFL playoffs have been just fascinating. By the way, Texter 810, thank you. I appreciate you. Listen, at one point when David Scar came back, and I was thinking about the guards that Clemson had with Mitchell and Reed and the experience they had with Elijah Thomas, I thought Clemson may have a chance to compete for a national title, that they might have a chance to be a Final Four team. when I thought about it more, I thought there was still a deficiency or two that concerned me. When I did my official preseason picks, I think I put him 8th or 9th, which obviously is still way too high. But my top four were Gonzaga, Virginia, Duke, and Kansas. I can't remember whether I had Duke 3 and Kansas 4 or vice versa, but those were my top four. You know, really, Rona, we were all over it in terms of preseason college football projections. The teams at the top, we basically hit them all. I hit 4 of the 5 top teams, or 5 of the top 6. And then here, you know, in college basketball, it looks like I pretty much nailed that picture too, with the exception of Clemson. And I don't know how the rest of the year is going to play out. Again, to me, I think you have to hope that Mitchell feels better and that he becomes a bigger factor and that Clemson starts pushing the ball a little more. But I also think Newman's going to play more. I think Newman needs to play more. Texas says James White and his 15 catches will be a big part of the game plan against the pass rush of KC. You know, before the game, before the weekend, I wrote that, and I said this on the show previously, that I didn't understand why New England just didn't run James White out of the slot, that they just didn't keep Michelle and White on the field together. We saw some of that. And I wrote that I thought White would be the biggest factor in the game, and he had 15 catches. And obviously, Michelle rushed for over 100 yards. New England presents Kansas City some unique challenges. And not that Kansas City doesn't present New England some challenges. They do. You know, New England's not had anybody in 2 years who can cover Ty Hill. Or cover Hill. I think that the problem that New England presents Kansas City is that they're so balanced. You know, Kansas City has not been good against the run. The Colts couldn't exploit that at all. New England's a more physical team. I mean, New England's playing a fullback in Devlin. They're a much more physical. When New England lines up, and you have Gronkowski in there, who's essentially another tackle as a blocker. And New England uses these wham blocks more than anyone in football, something we talked about before. But when you line up with Gronkowski in the game and Devlin in the game, and you're talking about a team that basically has two extra offensive linemen in the game. And they're running power, and they're physical, and they're difficult to deal with. And obviously, Brady was on fire against San Diego. He just surgically shredded them. Here's another thing. He's now up to, I don't know what the number is, 230 plus passes, and without an interception. Yeah, thanks, Dexter. Didn't know San Diego had an NFL team. Good. Yeah, good. Right. Yeah, occasionally I still say San Diego. Sorry if that bothers you. But, you know, I think that when you look at that football game, obviously Kansas City is very explosive. The most explosive team in the National Football League. But one thing in that particular game against the Colts, I actually thought Mahomes got too cute. What concerns me about Mahomes right now, I have a new concern about Patrick Mahomes I've never really had before. Maybe I did in the back of my mind a little bit. You see all this incredible talent with Mahomes. I mean, he has the mobility. He can throw the ball from multiple arm slots, which may or may not be a good thing. Depends on your point of view. Historically speaking, being able to throw the ball from multiple arm slots is normally a positive in the National Football League because there are sometimes that's where you have to find your window. But then you compare and contrast that to Brady, who is a machine. The ball comes out of the exact same arm slot every single time. And you want to know why Brady doesn't give the ball away in the playoffs? That's why. Because his mechanics are so vastly superior to every other quarterback who has ever played. That's one of the keys to his greatness. Oh, there's the leader of men stuff as well. But
but that one of the keys to his greatness is the robotic nature of his mechanics. Same exact arm slot, same exact release point, every single throw. Mahomes is all over the place. And what worries me a little bit about Mahomes right now is that he's capable of the spectacular. But is he capable of the intelligent, smart, solid throws? I thought in the game against the Colts, I thought almost all of his deep throws were inaccurate. Now, the weather wasn't good. The weather wasn't good. There's no question that was a factor. But I thought every time he threw the ball down the field, it was inaccurate. And I thought it was inaccurate because of his mechanical breakdown. It's like he's playing this Aaron Rodgers game suddenly, where he's like too cool for school. You know, where he's almost like falling in love with his image as opposed to winning. And trust me, that may work against the Colts, but that's not going to work against the Patriots. You're not beating the Patriots with fluff. You're not beating the Patriots with Aaron Rodgers, as was already proven this year. That kind of stuff is for the four-letter network highlights, but it's not necessarily for winning the game. And that's one of the reasons I like the Patriots, because I think, A, the Patriots' balance is better than Kansas City's. And I think they're going to be able to move the ball and do what they want. If Barry can't play, then I don't think they can match up with Gronkowski. But my biggest thought right now is I think Mahomes is going too much playground right now. You're always going to want that to be a part of who he is. But I think right now it makes him more mistake prone. I think it makes him more likely to commit a big mistake, turn the ball over. Vic wrote, you think Mahomes is a bit like Rodgers with the eye on the stat sheet, highlight throw stuff. Yes. I think right now he is. It's funny because I think he's become almost a victim of his own sensational play, if that makes sense. Now, I think he's such a remarkably gifted guy, and the 50 touchdowns and all the celebrity that's come with it and all the four-letter network highlights and being at the top of the broadcast and all that stuff. I think what it's doing is it's creating a monster to a degree. And these last few games, I've seen these mechanical breakdowns with him where it's just he thinks things come so easily that you don't have to do the right thing, you know, and that's what gets Rodgers in trouble. Thrill Show in Greenville says, who's your pick for the Super Bowl? Same as it was before the year. I had the Patriots and the Rams before the year. It's still the Patriots and the Rams. Again, I thought all the home teams would win this past weekend. We had that right. This weekend, I think the opposite will happen. This past weekend, the whole nation loved these underdogs. I did not. I thought they were all lesser teams. This weekend, I think the road teams are the better teams. I think New England's better than Kansas City, and I think they'll prove they're better. And I think the Chiefs are going to lose again. And I think the Rams are going to beat New Orleans. And I have an assortment of reasons for that. And we'll get to it. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Overall, though, look, I think the playoffs, I think the NFL playoffs have been tremendous. I'm not talking about every game has been close. That's not what I mean. I'm not saying that. But I think the playoffs have been tremendous because I don't think the NFL has ever been better in some ways. Not from a physicality standpoint, not from some of the craziness that we see each weekend and the calls, but from the league has opened up to other styles of quarterbacks. And so we have more young talent in different styles of play. The league has adopted way more college principles. It's become far more exciting. And the competitive balance is such that, look, you could have made legitimate arguments on both weekends for any of these teams, whether the games turned out that way or not. I think it's been fascinating to watch. It's fascinating to watch all the young quarterbacks, the veteran quarterbacks, the young coaches, the new philosophies. I love it. Walt Tiptoe, the Road Rage, quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others?